This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. The state legislature meets for a special session starting tomorrow to address a $1 billion hole in the state budget created by congressional Republicans' federal tax bill. Lawmakers are looking at closing business tax loopholes and pulling money from state reserves to cover part of the gap. The rest will require cuts to existing programs. Lawmakers plan to rely on Governor Polis to decide where to make those cuts, since the executive branch can act more quickly. But they also plan to introduce a bill giving the legislature final approval over the governor's proposed cuts. A ballot fight over a ban on flavored tobacco in Denver has raised nearly $500,000. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Denver City Council passed a ban on flavored tobacco last year. It was meant to pull the plug on products that public health groups say can lead to a lifetime of tobacco addiction. Vape shops and the tobacco industry called it overreach and fired back. They gathered thousands of signatures to successfully put the prohibition before voters in November. Campaign filings show the repeal effort has so far brought in $327,000. That's about twice the amount raised by a coalition of anti-tobacco, health, and education groups. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A man who killed two Colorado Department of Transportation workers in a car crash last fall has pleaded guilty. Patrick Sneddon was driving near Palisade when he struck and killed them. A passenger in his car was also killed. Sneddon was accused of having marijuana in his system at the time of the crash. He admitted guilt on three charges of vehicular homicide while driving under the influence. This is CPR News.